Well, Saudi Arabia is under fire in the region for its war-mongering foreign policies. In a recent article by Professor James Petras from Binghamton University in New York, the role of a man on top of what he calls the Saudi terror network has been highlighted. This article explains how the Saudi spy chief, Bandar, has financed and armed clandestine terror operations in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere by using al-Qaeda affiliates and the Saudi-controlled radical Wahhabi sect. For more on the subject, we interviewed the author of the article, Global Terrorism in Saudi Arabia, Bandar's Terror Network. This is part of the interview.
It's an attempt to analyze the trajectory of the terror network that's been functioning in much of the Middle East and North Africa. And as we collect the data on the origins of these groups and the financing, we come to the conclusion that Bandar bin Sultan has been a mastermind and a principal financier for these operations. This became absolutely clear in Syria and earlier in with regard to Iraq and Iran. Bandar has attempted to carve out an area in which Saudi acts independently of the United States and in some cases in opposition. For example, the rapprochement between Rouhani and Obama, the negotiations and the progress that's been made toward a settlement has been opposed all along the way by Saudi Arabia and Israel. There's a kind of tacit understanding between Bandar and Netanyahu that they should join forces in pushing the United States toward confrontation and perhaps even military engagement with Iran. And this has not been U.S. policy. So the idea that Saudi Arabia depends on the U.S. and follows the U.S. lead is not true, particularly with Bandar taking the lead.